is Ted Kennedy. Housing benefits are becoming an important new option in collective bargaining contracts between business and labor. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of the unsung but significant advances at the end of the recent session of Congress was the Senate's action approving a worthwhile change in the labor laws to encourage management and workers to include financial assistance for housing as part of union contracts. Collective bargaining agreements typically deal with bread-and-butter issues such as wages, hours, health care, and retirement benefits. In 1969, federal law was modified to permit collective bargaining to cover innovative benefits in education and child care. Many labor agreements now include scholarships and child care help for workers and their families. It makes sense to treat housing the same way. Current law is an anachronism in the changing workplace. Affordable housing can be just as important as any other benefit in modern labor negotiations. If both sides agree to include housing assistance, the labor laws should permit it, Al, not prohibit it.
Ted, if housing is to be an included item as a worker benefit, it should be so because that item is negotiated fairly between union and management and not mandated by the federal government. The nature of the modern workforce has surely changed, and business must be flexible in its approach in order to attract qualified workers and to remain competitive. Innovative training and education programs are always needed. Flexible work schedules, shared jobs, and child care options are being offered by many more companies. These are positive approaches. Part of the beauty of these arrangements is that they are developed by individual companies or industries to meet the needs of their individual employees, case by case. Each one is a little bit different, but they fit the divergent work environments which all people work in. And most important, Ted, it's not some federal mandate. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.